Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world. And a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? It's another edition of the Monster US Radio Podcast. As I sit over here and almost choke my little self out, it's Friday Night Live. I am one of the monsters. I am DJ E Monster. We got Miss Unbelievable tonight. We got Jazzy B in the house tonight. We are the monsters and we are in full cast. So I hope y'all ass is ready to get this weekend started. Hello, ladies. How y'all doing?
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello.
y'all ready to get them right tonight?
We is. Wait a second. Hey, boo. How you doing?
I'm good, girl.
Has it been a minute since
I know.
Yes. I hate you, Walter.
Well, I was going to cut both y'all off while y'all have y'all little soggy girl moment, but it is what it is. Oh, you ever, like, you know, like when you just have just I don't know how to say it, like a glorious day. Like, you just wake up and just be like, thank the Lord. You know what I mean? He good.
Mm-hmm.
God is good.
All the time.
Y'all, so there we go. Work with me. Work with me. Yes, yes, I'm having that kind of day. If you are in a bad mood, don't come around me because I will brighten your whole life up. Because my glory right now, my vibration is so high. I can just make anybody. It's contagious. It's contagious.
Woo!
So, all right, y'all.
Well,
Friday Night Live.
That's up. Yes.
What we on, lady? What we on? What we on?
I just got a PSA. I got a PSA.
Mm-hmm.
I am officially
okay.
Done with school. I don't know when I'm going back. I don't know if I have a job in September, but amen. Praise the Lord. Today was the last day of my job. I miss my babies, but.
Mm-hmm.
They made it. They graduated. They done what they needed to do. So I'm very proud of them. Really, I am.
So the school year is officially over for you.
Officially over.
Yeah,
I
know
that.
Your vibration is. Well,
I did
I
drink,
know your
girl.
Vibration.
I did
high.
Drink. I did it with some lemonade, with some whiskey, some squash. Sorry, some squatch, some nice price squatch. And I got my girlfriend Stella waiting on the rocks. Amen. Yes, yes.
So
great vibration. It's glorious.
Okay, so what's up with you, Jazz? What's up with you?
I am enjoying this day off on the couch.
Mm-hmm. Finally got you a day off, huh? Because they've been working you like, ooh. I can use some unpolitical terms right now, but ooh, you've been working a lot. I'm pretty sure you deserve a day off.
Ooh-wing. Well, we're glad that
right.
The Pharaoh has let you go. for a dead rest on the couch.
Right. So, all right. So hopefully you get to enjoy your time off. Hopefully your man gets to rub your feet and everything. You know, you get to enjoy your day. Hopefully somebody gets to pamper you. You know what I mean? Because that's sometimes what we need on our day off. Not just relax. Be pampered. Just to be pampered. So let's
see. I'm on curfew.
Friday night. You on curfew?
Hell yeah.
What time is curfew?
In your own house?
No, 8 p.m. there. Oh, my God. 8 o'clock?
Oh.
Y'all still at 8? They at least give us till 10? Oh, my God.
8 o'clock on the weekends, 9 o'clock on the weekdays.
Ooh.
They trying to make sure y'all ain't trying to party. That's a reverse, ain't it? She said 8 o'clock on the weekend, 9 o'clock on the weekday. Because they know ain't shit popping in the middle of the week. Somebody going to try to turn up for that extra hour on the weekend. They're like, nah, we're going back to 8 on the weekend. This quarantine and the protest stuff, all this is changing life altogether. I can't speak for other countries, but us in America, it's changed life altogether.
I want to go somewhere.
What they call? It's like one of them scary ass movies. It's a pandemic, whatever you want to call it, however you say it. I ain't the best expressing things, but y'all get what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's zombie out. I don't know what to say. It's anarchy.
I'm tired of America.
Damn near for real.
America is definitely changing its ways, and I don't know if I could adapt to this, curfew, but I mean, if it's going to make change, then we got to do what we got to do.
Man, it's not going to make any change. Change come when people want to change. And people don't want to change.
Right.
I guess they
got a little more faith than I did before.
And it started with the president.
Now that's somebody who may not change. I get that one. Because, he's like, yeah, we'll talk about that coming up with our who's bump, who didn't pass. Talking about Trump. He done said some stuff about George got the people mad.
Woo! Yeah, I got that.
So, all right, what we got on the entertainment news? Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat?
We got some Roger Jeff. We got Michael Jordan. Washington, the president. And maybe the Kardashians. I don't know. Possibly the Kardashians. I don't know if I care to read this story, but maybe.
Okay. So it sounds like we got some juicy ones. I'm over here multitasking over here. But all right, so we got that. Let's see, I had some other stuff that I had to bring that I wanted to throw at y'all as well. Can't think of what it is. But all right, let's take our little quick break before we get into our entertainment news. And then we come back and we're going to go ahead and jump into it. Podcast with a Roar, Monster US Radio Podcast, found on the MonstarsRadio.com network, sponsored by SolomonSpeaks.com, Monster US Apparel, Elite Way Management, and Picasso Painting. So we're going to just do it like this. I try to keep things relevant with the music. It is what it is. Right now, it is what it is. Friday Night Live, living my life through music right now. Drake, you know what it is. 563-999-3411. They're listening to us live in the UK right now. What's good, London? Stamina, my brother.
Moving car, no start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story, shit was different with me. God's plan, God's plan. I hold back, sometimes I won't, yeah. I feel good, sometimes I don't, like, I finesse down Western Road, like, yes. Might go down to G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, yeah, wait. I make sure that Northside E. And still, bad thing. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 on me. Yeah. She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom, I'm sorry. 50 dub, I even got it tatted on me. 81, they'll bring the crashers to the party. And you know me, turn the 02 into the 03, dog. Without 40 Ollie, there be no me. Imagine if I never met the broskies. God's plan, God's plan. I can't do this on my own, hey, no, hey. Someone watching this shit close, yup, yeah, close. I've been me since Scarlet Road, hey, road, hey. Might go down as G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, hey, wait. I make sure that Northside E, yeah. And still.
Friday Night Live. Getting y'all ready for the weekend during this quarantine, during the curfews, in between things and all that other stuff around. And I tried to say something slick, but I couldn't think of nothing. Don't judge me. Pray for me. So, all right, we're going to bring it back. I got Miss Unbelievable. Miss Unbelievable. And Jazzy, who's the new cast member? And Jazzy B, we're bringing back to the entertainment news. Who's bumping who and who's getting fat, also known as the entertainment gossip lifestyle. We talk about some of the things other people talk about, but our commentary a little different. So who's going to get it tonight? Who on the chat block? Boo-boo!
All right, you know, I'm going to start. Black Lives Matter. Huge street memorial near White House. They told, enjoy the view, Mr. President. So along with new fencing around the White House to keep protesters at bay, President Trump has a good view of a city block long painting spelling out Black Lives Matter. The local Washington, D.C. government reportedly gave the green light to the muralists to make the large Black Lives Matter display along 16th Street Northwest, which leads straight into Lafayette Park and the president's home. The work started early Friday and will take several hours, but it looks like the artists are making great progress. And in addition to the new display, Merrill Bowser has officially renamed the section of the street Black Lives Matter Plaza. The bold yellow lettering of the mural is a stark contrast to the black fencing put up Thursday around the White House complex on the 17th Street. Remember, an 8-foot-high fence has already erected around Lafayette last week. The White House is now surrounded by nearly 2 miles of fencing in response to the demonstration. And, of course, last week the president was taken to the shelter in a bunker because they were getting too close, and then opened when the law enforcement did open fire on the peaceful protesters. It is unlike when we're going to see a finished photo op of a mural when it's completed. However, it is started and it's beautiful.
Well, I'm going to say I've seen the thing. I don't get to watch much TV, but I've been watching a lot more, you know, just trying to keep up with things that are going on you know, so we can bring great information along with the other things that we also investigate on. I just want to say, Black Lives Matter, y'all petty as hell, and I love you for it. You dig? I'm just saying, y'all to paint that street like that, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. I'm just going to tell you the truth. It was beautiful. I seen it. I seen it. It looked designer. You dig? I make clothes. I design clothes. Mm-hmm. That was designer. I love how they did that. That down the whole strip, I think it was very American. This is what I'm saying, y'all. Like, this is why I believe there is going to be some change. It may be an illusion, but sometimes that's what we need is that illusion. But like they said, they don't name that whole little plaza, Black Lives Matter Plaza. That's big to me. That they did that outside the Capitol. That's big to me. That's them recognizing. Now it's known as that plaza. That's recognizing from here and generations on and say, this is what happened. This was an era, and this is what we fought for, and this is the plaza right here. You understand me? So I think that was a beautiful thing that happened like that. Yeah, it's and like somebody else said, if nothing else, hey, this president got people stimulated. I tell you that. I ain't seen so many people in a long time since, like, Vietnam stuff, people so animate about what's going on with the government and have and vocal about it. You know, a lot of people like to be little backwood behind closed door politicians talking about, oh, this is what should be happening, but they don't stand out there. They don't get out in the street and get maced and what they call pepper balls. Now shit, they on the president ass. Like, you a president, but you're accountable. Understand? And yet, so I'm loving it right now. I mean, how y'all feel about the whole about what they did with the painting in the street and renaming the plaza?
I think it's wonderful.
No, I was just saying, I didn't know if y'all heard me.
Yeah. I love the fact that we're speaking with visuals. We're speaking through art. We're speaking through design. We're speaking through an artist, and their voices are being heard, and we're seeing that murals and paintings and spoken word and everything is speaking loud, and the actions behind it is even better. So that's what I'm enjoying. With this movement, that not only is the marching making a beginning to make a difference, but every part of the movement is including people and their talents and their gifts and what they have to offer. And I can't wait to go to Washington, D.C. and see that. When I was in Washington, just the different things that they have, and now to see that, oh my gosh, that's gonna be amazing. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Right. Matter of fact, you know, like I was saying the other day, like trying to get more involved with people, more involved in things going on. Even like I know people always talk about stuff with the youth, but even as adults, we still need to be out, going out, venturing out, and experiencing things. I think we should make that like a monstrous trip or something. People go to the Black Lives Matter Plaza. You know what I mean? Do little things like that. Just even if it's only like four or five people, I don't care at this point. Just as long as it's something saying, hey, here's something going on. Let's go as a trip. Let's all do it. It can be a moment. Share a moment with us monstrously and, you know what I mean, do something that's going to really help resonate and make people want to be better, inspire them to be greater than themselves that they are today. So, I mean, how you feel about it, Jazz? Did you see the stuff, the paintings? No, she might be multitasking over there. But I,
yeah.
Go ahead.
And, you know, staying with the Black Lives Matter, did you see what Amazon, the owner, is it the CEO? The head honcho. Yeah, how do you feel about that before I read about the head honcho at Jeff Bezos? Did you have a thought about the plaza, Jess?
I would like to go. I really would. But y'all need to.
Is it Bezos for Amazon? Did y'all hear about that? He schooled an All Lives Matter customer. So on Amazon, you know, he put on there Black Lives Matter. And an All Lives Matter supporter with a crash course on Black Lives Matter apparently got upset and complaining about his company's support for Black Lives Matter. She was like, it's disturbing to get on Amazon website and see Black Lives Matter. And she was like, you provide, this is the lady for All Lives Matter, you provide service to more than millions of people, including myself and the rest of the family and business needs personal purchase. I am for everyone voicing their opinion and standing up for what you believe in, but your company to blast this on your website is very offensive to me, and I'm sure you'll be hearing from others. All Lives Matter. Now, that was the complaint. He responds, I have to disagree with you. Black Lives Matter doesn't mean our lives don't matter. Black Lives Matter speaks to racism and the disproportionate risk that black people force in our law enforcement and justice system. I have a 20-year-old son, and I simply don't worry, for he might be choked to death while being detained one day. It's not something I worry about. Black parents can't say the same. None of this is intended to dismiss or minimize the very real worries you or anyone else might have in their own life. But I want you to know I support this movement that we are seeing happening all around us, and my stance won't change. So this triggered Amazon's website and found a banner message explaining the company's commitment to Black Lives Matter and what it's doing to stand in solidarity with the black community.
Speaking of Amazon, you know, somebody said their a trailer caught on fire in California and burned the distribution center 600,000 square feet
because their stance with Black Lives Matter.
And see, like, I don't. Okay, I think, dude, okay, how do I say this? I think he had a perfect example when he said it's black, the whole Black Lives Matter thing. It's about the police brutality. It's about the things that we've been subjected to. So for people to come out and be like, all lives matter, we all know all lives matter. But everybody's not being preyed upon. Let's keep that 100. If you don't see that, then there's some racial shit behind you. I'll tell you that. It might cost me my job. I tell you that right now. If you feel that all lives matter, there's some racial shit going on with you right now. Because with Trayvon, all these other people, this is what it's about. It's showing, putting attention on I don't know how to say it, but something that's become popular with police and other government officials. That's why it's Black Lives Matter, because we're the one dying. Who was laying there under that guy's knee? Huh? Who was the other kids that was killed by the hands of police? A lot of them, they weren't All Lives Matter. Now, I'm not trying to disrespect y'all. I'm trying to help y'all understand something. We're not disrespecting you. Your thing came after us. Let's keep it 100. We were trying to put something, shed light on something that is fucking horrible. That's just like when they did the shit with Kaepernick. Try to make it look like kneeling was about disrespecting the flag. And now you look at it, he was kneeling to stop this same shit that we protesting right now. Yeah, I'm in my feeling. So, with that being said, that's why I say, if you pushing that All Lives Matter, you want some old racist shit to me. You trying to shed away from what the problem is right now. Because you didn't, when they, you know, I'm going to quit. Y'all got some more comments on that? Mm-hmm. we got something else, or should we take a break?
You know what?
When
it says, you know, all lives matter, period, because it's human, humane. But when we say Black Lives Matter, we're pinpointing the effects that the police have killed us. And it goes all the way back to Tysel Nelson for Minneapolis. If we would have took this stand back then, I don't think the police would have been able to keep this spirit going. We didn't stand enough for him. We didn't holler enough for him. We didn't march at all for him. We didn't do anything for him. I think if we would have took a stand at that very moment, I'm talking only about Minnesota, this wouldn't have got out of hand how it is, because now the spirit is running rampant, you know, in the police department. So, to me, let's count how many black lives have died at the hands of the police officers compared to white. I'll wait. That's what we're saying about Black Lives Matter. It matters to the law enforcement. It matters to the government. It matters to us how they're treating us. So if you want to do, of course, we could put it as a scale. All lives matter. Now let's just put black lives on one side and white lives on the other. How far is that, how disproportionate is it going to be? That's what we're saying, all lives matter. Okay? That's why we're saying Black Lives Matter, because we could put it on the scale of justice. Put it on the scale, all lives matter, lady, and put black and put white. Your white is definitely higher. You know what I'm saying? It's like, woo, it's all the way down. The black life is touching all lives matter. You see what I'm saying? So that's why we're saying, hello?
And it's
let's just be clear.
Go ahead. It's been proven that there has been systems set up to attack us as a people. I'm not gonna say individuals, but as a people, that have documents that the system they come up taking out the whole Minneapolis, the police department, restructuring the whole thing. That's how bad it is. Let's keep it 100. Part of the reason why Bloomberg ain't running right now is because in New York he made up systematic ways to fucking press black people and Puerto Ricans in the street. With this, you could just ask him, pull him over and grab his, check his ass. I can't say what it was called right now because I'm in my feelings. That's one of the things why I'm not no politician. I got to get out my feelings and handle things unemotionally. But you know, so there's systematic, they got things in the police department that fuck with us, target us particular. You dig? They got particular things. They do certain things. They implement certain, like the whole. Remember, like they tried to make the sagging law. That was just another law for them to fuck with us. Yes, it's bad. Whatever. Yes, it's bad. Pull your damn pants up. But you don't made a law. Just another reason for you to fuck with us. Something that we do. Like they have cable guys coming into our houses for years. Plumbers coming into our houses for years, showing their ass. See the hairy little butt crack of their ass. They ain't banned that shit. You coming into my house in front of my goddamn kids with your crack, after your crack showing. Been doing it for years. Ain't said shit about it. Ain't made no law about it. Bring your little nasty booty in my house. Ain't nobody trying to see that. I didn't pay for that. I'm just
saying. When they started profiling, you should have been screaming and hollering when they started profiling. We haven't been saying enough. We haven't been screaming loud enough when they always put something in place that's going to discriminate us against us. We just be like, okay, don't let me be the one caught up. Okay, don't let me be the one caught up. And then we have to reteach our kids what it is to live. Well, you can't do this, so be careful with this. We have to reteach them over and over how to live daily so you won't get caught up with law enforcement.
Exactly. Imagine people out there having to tell your kids how to act in the street. Imagine that. Some of y'all just say, just go outside and play. Go outside and play. No, some of us can't do that. Look, man, when you go out there, don't go over here. because you know they're going to mess with you because of how you look. When you see the police, be respectful. When you see a, it's a shame. You got to school your kids on how to go outside and be themselves and not get caught up. And they could be 5, 7, 8, 9 years old.
Yeah,
that's
go ahead,
what we're talking about.
And then not only that, that shit, that conversation and shit ain't working now, because look what the fuck they doing. Even when you be respectful and whatever, that shit's not working.
Right.
And then so we figure that not working. So what else do we tell our kids? How else? And why do we have, as black and brown kids, have to tell our kids how to go outside and be, when white, you know, the white counterparts and our Asian, they can just live freely. They ain't got to worry about nothing. But our black and brown, they have to worry about how they even step out their house. And that's when I say about our kids who get up in the morning, I said they have about 10 things that they have to go through before they even walk into the school building, where a white counterpart has none. Maybe a little argument with their family. Oh, okay, maybe you didn't get your favorite tricks this morning. Oh, because your mama didn't want to go get them, but she'll have them when you get home. Hey, that baby ain't got no tricks to get home when they get home. They ain't got no food when they get home. So those are the different disparities that go on, and then you want me to suspend my, because my child, because my black and brown kids come in hungry, so they now, they got an attitude, or now they need to sleep for an hour before they can get up and do something, and you want me to do what? I don't think so. It's not equal. What they have to go through just to get there is 10 times worth what that one person has to do to get there. So tell me, where is the justice? That's why Black Lives Matter. We all matter, but we have to deal with more than they do. No matter what color we are, we, when God comes, yeah, he's going to be like, we're all a race, but Lord, can you make it better for us? What do we need to make it better for us? How can we make it better for us? Because this right here, with our grandkids and our kids to come, They ain't gonna deal with this being respectful. They come in aggressive. They come in the, I'll kill you first, and I'll deal with the consequences later. How can we take that away from them?
Right. But all right, we got engulfed in that one. All right, what else we got on the Who's Bumping Who?
You was talking about Kaepernick kneeling. So NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell admits NFL bundled knee protest. We were wrong.
You're damn right.
These words came out of good Roger's mouth, and seems obvious he's finally acknowledging the horrible way the NFL handled Kaepernick's kneeling protest. The NFL commission just released a video stating that after several top NFLs, including all of them, demanded league admit they were wrong and silenced protests like Cap, he said the players got it right. Roger mentioned Kaepernick by name, but there's no doubt what he meant. It has been a difficult time for the country, in particular black people in our country, Goodell said. His condolence to the family, who all has been endured by police brutality. We, the National Football League, condemns racism and the systematic oppression of black people, he continues. The NFL League admits they were wrong for not listening to the players earlier and encouraged all to speak out and peacefully protest. With that being said, the National Football League believes Black Lives Matter. So, I don't know, Cap, gonna be back in, but he's saying he was wrong. And he's going to concentrate
right.
on his effort to help Cap not be blackballed from the NFL no more.
Right. Now, technically, that's it. You want to go first, Jazz? You know me. I'll soak up everything. You want to go first, Jazz? I think she got herself on her own mutiny again. well, naturally, I wanted to... naturally, I want to say, no, man.
Exactly.
No,
exactly.
Man, because I'm tired
Come
of these
on.
Motherfuckers coming out talking about some dot afterwards.
Say
no,
that.
Man. No, you don't fuck. No, no. But, in order for us to move on and progress,
mm-hmm.
I could be wrong, but I'm saying let's run with it. Let's run with it. Let them back. Let Cap back. It can be a symbol of hope. It can be a symbol of hope. If he comes back, it doesn't matter if he does well. It's just the whole thing of them saying, you know what? We was wrong, and we recognize it now. But I'm going to need a little more out, you NFL. I'm going to need a little more
exactly.
out, because I always had another complaint about y'all during the Black History Month. Y'all wasn't doing enough. Y'all do a lot of other shit on other times, but y'all not celebrating enough, especially for your league to be that dominant with African-American players. Y'all should be doing a lot more. So don't think that okay, do the right thing. That's what I want to see. I'll accept your apology only if you do the right thing, because I was on y'all heels about this whole Kaepernick thing. I sure was. I was going to be on y'all heels about it.
You know how to do the right thing?
You're going to have to do the right thing.
Half of his owners that are white racists, let some black people buy some teams. Stop playing with me. Because there's people that have been trying to buy NFL teams and you ain't been giving them the option. Let them get rid of your racist owners who treat them like Hebrew slaves, who treat them as if they're cattle, meat on a slaughter that there's only there to entertain, even though it's their gift. And then we can talk.
Mm-hmm.
Because your words ain't saying
too right, even the field out. Right, even the field out. Yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that. Like I said, do the right thing. Show me. Don't just tell me you sorry. Show me. And I want to see a change. I want to see a great, great difference from you. Because you did a heinous thing by doing it, what you did to that brother.
Yeah.
For trying to do the mm-hmm. right thing. And he, man, see, there we go. There we go.
But
calm your ass down.
But his strength showed you that. Y'all wasn't going to use him. Y'all wasn't going to break him. And that he made it through.
Mm-hmm.
And his kneeling made a difference. Because now you can see the same nail that went on his neck is the same nail that he was talking about.
Right, right, right. Yeah, yeah. And all you people out there talking bad about Kaepernick, yeah, now everybody talking about the new age freedom fighter, they're going to be showing Kaepernick. Be happy to see his fro
mm-hmm.
amongst Malcolm X, Martin, you dig, amongst the other freedom fighters. Be happy to see that man's face now. Because that's what he did. He fought for change. He gave up everything. A lot of y'all other people,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what to say about you right now. That man gave up a multi-million dollar position for what he believed in. Some of y'all wouldn't miss a bus to get to work. Some of y'all wouldn't stop wearing fashion because it make you look good for the cause. Mm-hmm. I said it. Let that marinate. What you doing for the cause?
Hmm.
Right.
All right. So, President Trump. let's talk about
President Trump.
During his speech, he said President Trump invoked the name of George Floyd while touting America's economy comeback and praising police response to looting and protests by suggesting George would approve of all the above. After Trump gave his proud shout out to the National Guard, Secret Service, and Washington, D.C. cops for keeping the White House safe all week, he recommended that certain governors, particularly New York's, call on him to help squash looters and rioters. He repeated the phrase he used all week, saying law enforcement and military need to dominate the streets, but then quickly pivoted to calling for equal justice for all Americans in every encounter with law enforcement regarding of race, color, gender, or creed. To that ideal, Trump said he hoped George is looking down right now saying, this is a great thing that's happening for our country. It's a great day for him. It's a great day for everybody in terms of equality. What odds is the president was in a Rose Garden to sign a bill devoted to a small business loan flexibility and not anything to do with justice reform?
I mean, how many other people, when you first heard that, you was like, I know George is going, fuck that shit, bring me back, get off my motherfucking neck, let me live my life. Or you talking about, oh, George will be, nah, motherfucker, George be like, nah, I want to come back. I had shit to do. You did? I tried to be like, you know, I try to see things when people say things. I try to break down in my mind. Where was the goodness in what they tried to say? They may have said it wrong, but what was the goodness in you saying that? What was you trying to achieve? Before I come to my conclusions on what I think that you meant. But like you said, he didn't feel that. Well, he knows right now we are not voting for him as a community, as black folk. Oh, you will not get our vote, Trump. You will not get our vote. So all this shit you trying, George would have said, I know where you was going. It ain't going to work. We will not be bamboozled by that bullshit you trying to pull. We seen all the tweets you did before that, talking about the protesters. If that's what you was on, you should have stood with us. If that's what you was on, you should have walked out there with us. No, you didn't. You fucking pepper sprayed and bombarded people so you can walk to a church. So you can make a political statement. You move protesters out the way. So you can make a political statement. And now you're going to stand up in front of us and say George would have wanted or George would have felt or George anything should have never came out your mouth. I'm going to leave it at that. How y'all feel? Hello. Ladies.
You said it all, sir. You said it all.
All right. Glad you said something. I thought the government cut me down. Shut me down.
Oh. You said it all, sir. I mean, for real. Like, that's the worst thing you can do is put a black man's name in your mouth and you don't mean it. Man, he rolled over in his grave. Like, please don't.
We don't play that
in
the hood. We don't play that in the neighborhood, so we're not going to play that in your politics. Hails to the no.
And you know,
no.
The beauty thing about it is, today I got to witness, you know, how they move bodies at the airport. I got to actually see them transport his body into the plane, his casket into the plane. It was so awesome. Mm-hmm. And it was like, he's on his way to North Carolina. Like, it was like a finale, like a ending for me. Like, this is it. Let's carry it on. But not by Trump. Come on, you know you ain't.
Right.
You ain't trying to carry nothing, no? You ain't trying to carry nothing on, no? So stop trying to act like you ready to carry something on. You ready to carry on with nonsense. So, yeah, no. Stop it, bro. Just stop.
Right.
Stop where you get yourself killed.
Yeah. And,
for real.
And from what I heard with the old, you know, I'm gonna leave him alone. I'm just gonna leave Orange Head alone. All right. So
Jazz,
what else
we
on? Yeah.
Jazz says
yes,
back.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
What you think about our prayers using George's name in vain?
I don't fuck with Trump at all. Not even before this whole George thing. Like, I don't fuck with Trump. I don't like him, you know, period, point blank. No, I have zero feelings for Trump. If I could get away with that.
Yeah, I think you feel like I think you feel how a lot of people feel, you know, and I mean that globally.
Yeah.
You dig? I ain't never, when I was on tour, I ain't never been out of the country until and been asked so much about our political system until Trump was in office. Every time I hit foreign soil, the first thing they say, from the cab to the hotel to the bartenders, to anybody from any other world, any other part of the world, what is going on with your president?
Yeah.
London, Paris, it didn't matter. Mexico, it didn't matter. Belize, South America, it doesn't matter. The first thing they want to know is what's with your president. Everywhere I go, I got to explain. He's not everybody's president.
I'm waiting on somebody to assassinate him, man.
That ain't going to happen. They ain't going to let that happen. He's part of an agenda. They ain't going to let that happen. They trying to get him going again.
He is definitely a part of an agenda. You correct about that.
Yeah, they trying to keep him going. Like some people are saying, a lot of this stuff is to was jumped off the whole mess up the election. They gonna try to postpone it, and with that corona stuff, not the protest, but the corona stuff, try to keep people at home, try to get the vote online so they can hack into the system again. And there's so much controversy behind that. I don't know what to call it.
Let me tell y'all how intentional this shit was. So, you know, they're protesting or whatever. Why are there just random stacks of bricks in the middle of protest? And no construction, no nothing, just random piles of bricks with orange cones surrounding the bricks.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that video.
I've seen a video.
Somebody pointing that stuff out. Yep, it's that you can tell. Definitely set there.
It was here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Like my cousin had called me. Was like, man, I seen them protesting. Are you down there? I'm like, hell no. Like, listen, I'm all for the cause, but I am safe on my couch. I don't got time for the bullshit. I'm mad about the shit, but the shit been going on for so long. Like, this shit been going on way before us.
And I think that's where, like, a lot of the, I don't want to call them old heads, but, you know, a lot of the mature things, that's, I know a lot of the young people probably like, why are we out there? Unfortunately, that's what a lot of it is. Like, we've been here before. You won't believe how many uprisings I done been through, little young one. We done been through 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of these. This ain't the first time a city been tore up. Like, but this is the first time. I wouldn't say the first time. Maybe second, third, maybe. Let's be honest. Like, I think the L.A. riots, like, a lot of other people jumped in with us. You know what I mean? I don't know if they jumped in for the right cause, but you get what I'm saying. But this time it was so many nationalities, walks of life. And one of the things that I love, and I always said this, like, if we really going to get justice for the people, the community, like the Black community, the LGBT community, women's rights community, we all got to fight together. And they was all out there fighting in unity, saying this shit is wrong. And that's where it's going to go, because that's where the numbers are going to come from to outstand everything else. You dig? But as long as they keep us going, oh, the LGBT fight from Black Lives Matter, oh, they separate from women's power, oh, they separate from, you know, our liberation for all the other foreigners that come here that get discriminated as well. As long as they keep them all divided, oh, there's not that, you know what I mean? But when you pull them together, the unity, the numbers, we will make the corporations changing up what they do. That's why I think change is going. Corporations are changing up what they do. Like Amazon dude said, no, you're not going to slander me. Talking about da da da. No. That's where it's going to come from. Because that's who's going to put back
strategy in
the community. That's who's going to give our youngins the job to keep them focused on doing something better. And that's the one thing I want to say, young people out there, please represent the culture. Understand me? Represent the culture. Here's an example of what I mean. if you get an opportunity to get a job someplace they normally wouldn't hire nobody, be the reason they hire somebody else. Don't be the reason they don't hire nobody else. I hope y'all get what I just said. We about at the end of the show. Let y'all got some more comments on tonight? We can go a little bit longer.
I was just going to say their biggest strategy is divide and conquer.
That's always been the biggest strategy. And so far,
yep.
You know, throughout the decades, it's worked. But now that we see that divide and conquer finally doesn't work because there's a new generation and a new regime that's in, it's working, you know, because now everything is open, everything is free. Before, everything was such a secret, or it was hidden, or it wasn't spoken of. Now that everything is just out in the open and here I am, let me be, now actually something now can be done because everything is open. Like right now.
Yep.
You can't hide nothing. Nothing is like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. No, it's like it's in your face. Now you gotta deal with
yep.
it. If you can't deal with it, that's your issue, not mine. But on Monday, for Monsters Monday, just keep this in mind, you guys, because we talk about, you know, different things. Michael Jordan, the Jordan brand, donates $1 million. To racial equality organizations. Hold on to that. I want to table that till Monday, but let's talk about what that's going to do and how that should jumpstart other businesses and brands. And why
mm-hmm.
now?
Funny.
Right. Okay. Also, if you guys had a chance to check out me on that London Underground station, Deja Vu FM, I'll be on there again tonight, or I should say tomorrow morning. It's 3 a.m. Here in the States or Central Standard Time. So what's that like? Going to be 4 a.m. on the East Coast, maybe 1 a.m. on the West side. So make sure y'all check that out. That written really well with DJ Stamina. That's on Deja Vu FM. It's an underground station over there in London. And we talked about, you know, the protests and everything. They did the thing with me because, you know, I live here in the city where everything started from, and gave them updates. And some of the things they didn't even hear, y'all, they hold back on the news. They not telling the world what's really going on. Like, they didn't even know there was more officers there at the scene. Yeah, I know y'all like, wait, what? How could they? They're censoring what's going
on. The news
mm-hmm.
They never give you the whole story. Never, ever, ever give you the whole story. They give you what they want
and
people to know.
And one of the officers was only on the job for 3 days, and that was his superior. And so the reason why they didn't listen to him is because he was new. He was a rookie. And his superior was the
right.
one who had his knee on his neck. And he was saying, that's not what you're supposed to be doing. Can you, and you can hear him saying, that's not what we're supposed to do. We need to turn him over. He said, don't you talk to me like that. You listen to what I say. We're going to do it this way. So one may get off. One may get off.
Oh, the other, okay. Out of the three other ones, two of them are rookies. One was, I think it was only his fourth day on the job. The other one was still a rookie.
Yeah.
But, yeah, both the rookies was kind of like, what's going on with this? But
yeah, so the rookies may get off.
All right.
And if the rookies get off, let's talk about that because they don't know. You know, what happens when you go past your subordinate in the cops? Let's talk about that on Monday as well.
Yeah, and... Yeah, that's a good one. Yep, because we can go deep in that one. Because shit, some of y'all scared to even question y'all supervisor at work. I'm
sure.
Just saying.
Okay.
But all right, we'll get into that. That's Monstrous Monday.
Not me.
Monday night. You know how we do it. Check out. You need the show. Need to know anything more about the show dates? Anything that's going on? You can go check archives 24/7, 365. It could be 1:30, 2:30, 3:30, 4:30, 5:30 in the morning. You want to listen to Monster US Radio Podcast to help you get it started, have some conversation wherever you go. just hit us up right here, Blog Talk Radio or MonstarsRadio.com, and you can get all the information right there, and it's free. Hey, it is what it is. You also can purchase merchandise to help the podcast and the show continue on. Also, you can help the show by purchasing things from my sponsor, SolarMeSpeaks.com. She has books, even a 30-day journal over there you can have, or not have, but you can purchase and get involved with Picasso Painting, Elite Way Management. You need some help getting your craft perfected and doing it the right way. Elite Way Management can help you with that. Picasso Painting, exterior, interior, getting your house right, and Monster US Apparel. Put your expressions on your chest. I had something funny to say in there, but again, I'm going to stop. So, all right, that's our Friday Night Live for tonight. Any last words, ladies, y'all want to put out there?
Peace and be safe.
I was going to say she's so amazing.
Okay, let's say it together. Let's say it together. One, two, three.
Peace and be
peace
safe.
Peace and be safe.
Be
y'all
safe.
Gonna have to work
be
on
safe.
That.
We gonna
y'all
have to
have
be
a
be
practice
safe.
Every Thursdays,
be
every
safe.
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
All right. The biggest,
what they
the
did.
Biggest thing said was be safe.
Be safe.
It's a lot of stuff going
in
on.
In that order.
Make sure y'all make it back to y'all family at night.
And remember, keep washing your hands, washing your ass, and wear your mask.
And keep God first.
Why people always say that? Why people always say that? They always be like, don't forget, wash your hands and wash your ass. I mean, come on, man. Y'all say that.
Because
like,
we know everybody
know,
don't wash their ass.
Now, you know, they be smelling
who
you.
Y'all
smelling
hang
it.
With? Who y'all be
you
hanging with?
People. Yeah, I'm talking about people. I be like, ooh, let me put my mask on.
I hang with a pit bull
you
on a
what?
Couch.
Yeah.
I'm
gonna
get out of here.
I'm gonna like I always say, if you didn't do something great today, hey, wake up tomorrow monstrously and do something great then. Enjoy your weekend.
God is good all the time and all the time.
All the time.
God is good. Wow.
Yes, yes, yes. Peace and blessings.